I was given the ultimatum of Accutane or become my ex-girlfriend.
I have no words, but so many words.
It's not gonna happen for you.
No.
Ooh, that one kind of stung. You got me there, but yes. Wow. It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. And today I have a very special guest. Please welcome Kiara to the Loud Talk podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, no problem. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm super excited as well. So right off the bat, like just a little bit about you. So you are obviously a content creator, more in like the skin positivity space. You've shared your journey with acne. What kind of prompted you to even do this on social media in the first place?
I actually started it off as a safe space for myself.
Okay.
It wasn't kind of to start being a content creator. When I started, it was 3 years ago. So that was like a very, very new kind of environment.
Right.
Yeah, when like people, like being a content creator, all I knew was models, right? Like I didn't see any positivity of like skin. I didn't really see any real skin on social media. So that's why I created the safe space for myself. And I was literally posting a face, like I was a faceless account. So I was posting quotes, things that actually helped me. It, like if you were to scroll down all the way to the bottom of my page, you would literally see just quotes, 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 because it was a confidence issue, right? Like I was too scared to show who was behind those thoughts. So, and then it's actually really cool because if you go through the whole journey, you kind of see the confidence yourself. You see, like, you know, I start posting pictures and then I start posting videos. And that's how I got into content creation, because the response I got was just like so much positivity that it was overwhelming at first, but now like it's the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah. You know? And I feel like I do these talks with people in the space, and so much of the time, that is the response I get. Like I started this because it was to help me, and then it ended up becoming more of a safe space for a community of people rather than just myself. And I find it so weird. It's almost easier to, you know, post some of that stuff, even if it is just for you, even if it's like, let's say like someone makes a completely private account and just post those photos. There's just something about like posting it that in my head almost felt like I was taking control back over my skin. I don't know if you felt that way too.
It was like, I feel the exact same as you. Like it was very freeing for me. I remember when I first started posting, I posted and the anxiety I felt after was crazy. Like I was waiting for the hate comments, or I was waiting for just someone to say something. You know what I mean? Because that's what I was used to in day-to-day life. And now like the transition where I post and it's the last thing I think about, to be honest. Like I love creating the content and I love the process of creating the content. Mm-hmm. And then once it's out, I'm like, well, that's up to everyone how they want to take it. Like I've put in the work, I've done the content, and it's made me happy.
Hopefully, happy,
and that's it, right? Like there's no anxiety anymore. Like it's really, really freeing.
That's amazing. And I love to hear that you're like, okay, I get my joy from the actual creation part, and that's like what's filling your cup, because I think so much of the time, like with social media, people really rely on the validation from others and the likes and the comments and the views too. For that to kind of, you know, fulfill them and feel like they have that purpose. But I immediately could tell through your content that you're passionate about it. And that's what I love so much, and why I was so eager to connect with you, because I'm trying to phrase this the correct way. But so there's so many people who have started posting more content now. And I think, which is amazing, but I think some people might be doing it maybe for the wrong reasons, or maybe just looking for that validation or wanting the perks of like, oh, I can get PR through this or whatever it is that they think like influencers get, which is all fine. But I think there's no way that you can actually build like a true community and enjoy it and be able to create content for a long time unless you actually love it yourself, because you need to be able to have that self-motivation to keep going, even if a video like flops and you don't get the right response, or even if it's filled with hate comments, you know. So I absolutely love hearing that from you. And I think for a lot of people too, the fear is, okay, I'll put myself up there, I'll make the video, and they're really proud of it, but if they do get a hate comment, it all kind of plummets. And I know like how I handle that, but I'm curious, like from a different perspective, how do you kind of go about handling hate?
So, I mean, I remember like when I got my first ever, like really, really proper, like hateful comment, And to be honest, like it still sits with me. I don't know if it's the same as you. There's that one that you always remember, right?
Yeah.
One that just sticks with you regardless of how like positive you are and how much you've grown.
Absolutely. We're just human, right? Like it's always gonna happen. Yeah.
But like I think it goes back to what you said earlier as well about like how there are so many more creators as well like coming onto the scene. I think with like being a creator, another huge perk is that you get to speak to so many in our like in our niche anyway, in our industry, so many amazing women
Yeah.
that have been through so many different things. And the one thing that I've found, like with all the conversations that I've had, is that people have said that if you start being a creator and you start things off with money in like in your mind, it's not going to happen for you.
No,
Like, if that's your pure
there's no
intention,
way.
it's not going to grow into something or like what you envision it to grow into. So if you start it because you're passionate about it, or if you start it again, like just because it's something that you just want to do and you want to try,
Yeah.
that's when you'll eventually kind of find your rhythm. And I think that's what helps me is that every hateful comment that I get, I'm like, okay, well, that's you, but I started this to help myself. And then when I look back to where I was 3 years ago compared to now, like the amount that I've grown, no hateful comment can ever, you know what I mean? Like it took them to
Yeah.
seconds to write that, and
Yeah.
I've been 3 years of my life of being a content creator and like spreading positivity, you know, and like that doesn't measure up.
Yeah, how could like a comment that took 5 seconds to write even come close to diminishing the work you've put in the past 3 years? And I love that you have that perspective because I always talk about it as like sort of an energy exchange. And I think, as you mentioned too, like of course we're gonna have comments. I think the one part of social media is sometimes it can create this facade that when you are someone that shows up positive online, people start to think, okay, this person's never had a bad day in their lives. And I like that you're like, no, like, you know, the comments sometimes hurt, they do, but I've grown enough to know how to handle them. And I always talk about it as an energy exchange because if someone, yeah, as you said, took 5 seconds to write a hateful comment, I can take 5 seconds to look at that, be like, ooh, that one kind of stung. You got me there. But give
Yeah.
them the same like 5 seconds to like, you know, feel that comment and then be like, move on. Like literally keep it the same energy that they gave me, like let myself feel it and move on from it. But I think too, like as you were saying, you know, if you get the hateful comments, I it just popped into my mind that if you are getting people that are maybe hating on your comment, I feel like it also just means that you're reaching people outside of your normal audience, you
Yeah.
know? So it's like
You can't really complain.
no, like and I mean, there's always like the sayings of like, you know, people commenting like that hate, like at the end of the day, they're just boosting your engagement because they added a comment in there, and it's not really, you know, they can only affect you if you really let them do so, right? And if you let that comment
And
get to
also, like,
you.
I'm sure it's the same for you, but the positive always outweighs the negative. Like,
Yeah.
there's never a video or like picture that I've posted where the negative has outweighed the positive.
Yeah.
And it's
Yeah.
like, so long as that's the case, I literally couldn't care less, you know?
And I think once you like, especially when it comes to like skin issues and acne, once you go through that, like I could never, like when people comment things, you know, telling me I'm ugly or telling me my skin's bad, like once you've gone through that process and done so much of the healing with yourself and been able to get to a place where you can look in the mirror and appreciate your skin, even if it's going through a rough patch, you can never even fathom like commenting on someone's skin, something that they can't control. So whenever I see those comments, all I think, I don't even take it as like, oh my gosh, they think this about me. I take it as like they have not gone through something that has affected them in the way where they have no control over it. So they don't understand, they can't understand, and I can't put the blame on them for not understanding, you know, and that's just how it is.
Like,
So
and our content isn't for them, you know what I mean? Like, our
no, it
well, who do understand.
yeah, I always do get comments being like when I do talk about like, oh, this is real skin and I show like all the imperfections, I get comments saying, well, some people real skin is that flawless and beautiful. And I'm like, no, like absolutely, I'm not saying this is the only definition of real skin, but at the same time, maybe my con like my content's not for those people, you know? Like, yeah, like I think that's the whole movement that more skin positivity creators are making is because there was never content out there for skin like ours. It was always like the clear smooth skin. I'm not saying people don't have that. Like I have friends who literally like have the most perfect like baby smooth skin ever. It's gorgeous, but that's like them and they have content that serves them. And then I'm making content for people that do struggle with acne and stuff. So it's just a different community. And yeah, like not you're not gonna be everyone's cup of tea all the time, but I love your perspective on that. I absolutely do. And I think I'm curious now, it's kind of coming to my head. So you did mention you started off like private page. What are your thoughts on, I feel like in a way that's kind of what Instagram was trying to do with like the flip side that they came out with. I don't know if you had that feature. I only had it on like one of my accounts, but not the other.
What flip side is that?
They came out with this feature where basically like when you like grab down your account to like refresh it, instead of the refresh, it went to like a dark version of your page, and it was like the flip side where it was like only you could see your posts.
Oh, what? No, I never got that. Oh my
Yeah,
God.
so I only got it on my like LoudTalk account. I didn't get it on my personal Instagram. So I don't know. Maybe they were like trialing it out with some accounts, but they're taking it away. What day? I think like this month they're taking it away. And people were saying, they were like, oh my gosh, I love, yeah, it was like only you can see your flip side. I've never used it, but it's literally like a private account for you. And I think what Instagram was trying to do with that was the whole thing of like post your stuff that you want to post that you're not wanting to share with the world, and kind of make it like your own Instagram of what you actually want to share of your life. I don't think it like gained a lot of popularity, and I think that's why they're getting rid of it. But I did see a lot of people on TikTok even saying like I loved the flip side because I could just post whatever I wanted, and you know, it didn't matter. Yeah, it was interesting. I never ended up using it because like I mean that's kind of what I do on my pages anyways. But I'm curious if the people who did have the feature and did really like it are gonna start making more like private accounts where they do just post for them.
I wish
I
we
think
all
it's a
got
healthy exercise.
it. Yeah, I feel like I wish that we all got it because I would have loved to try that out just to kind of see how I felt, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like what do I actually end up posting? And yeah.
Yeah, because obviously, like having acne and still having acne to this day, like there are still days where I do feel insecure, regardless of how it comes off
Yeah.
stage, right? Like some
Absolutely.
days I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be that 13-year-old girl again that just isn't feeling myself, you know, or like
Yeah.
just didn't wake up on the right side of the bed, sort of thing. And
Absolutely.
that's fine, but like, yeah, having an account like that would have been really interesting just to see like how I kind of process my emotions and my thoughts. And
Yeah.
oh, that's a shame.
I know they're taking away, but yeah, that just got me thinking about that because I didn't think like too much deeply into it. I was like, oh, they're just trying a new feature. But then as I
Like,
started thinking about it more, I'm like, oh, maybe this is like a cool thing. I just like it didn't get picked up as much as they probably hoped for. But yeah, I think social media is like an amazing tool. It's just really how people use it. Although there are like more people being more real on it, I think there's still such a long way to go. And even with that, there's still the block of like it is still social media and it still is a curated feed. As you mentioned too, like there's days that you might still struggle. There's days where I struggle with my confidence that sometimes I post and sometimes I don't, right? So it definitely creates this like skewed perception of reality. But at least we can try I don't know, create more of a healthy space with that. What would you say is like one of the biggest things that like having acne taught you that you're like now grateful for?
there's like it's so weird because when you go through it, you know, and it feels like it's just you. There's so many things that you go through. Like even day to day, I feel like you change, right?
Yeah.
Day to day, you'll have a new thought and you'll deal with it in a different way to the previous day. You know what I mean? But I think the main thing that I've learned that's literally helped me, no matter what in any situation, is that the people that actually love you and are with you regardless will be there regardless, you know, like regardless of your skin. And I think like when it comes to it, the one thing that's helped me with that is it's really weird, but when I'm talking to someone in person, I look them directly in the eyes. And the reason I do that is because it helps me to kind of see that they're not actually looking at my skin. And
Right.
it's helped me massively. Like I remember going on dates and stuff when I was younger and my acne was like much more severe, and all I was looking at is where they were looking. I wasn't looking at them. I wasn't paying attention to the date. I wasn't paying attention to being with my friends and stuff like that. Like I was so focused on myself and my skin that that's all that was on my mind. So now when I realize that people actually are interested in me and not my skin, you know, like something as simple as just looking into their eyes and having a conversation, I completely forget about my skin. And
Right.
it's like implementing that day to day that's helped me to get to where I am now compared to where I was like a year ago, let's say.
Yeah.
It's
That
crazy.
that's an amazing like little just piece of advice that's so easy to implement.
My top tip, anyone that
Yeah.
comes to like anything to do with mindset or dating, like anything, that is my top tip to them. Just look someone in the eyes and you'll
Yeah.
realize they are not looking at your skin.
I
Like
love
what's
that.
the last thing on their mind, right?
Yeah.
What's
No.
the last thing on their mind?
And I love that, and I think like even it goes both ways, right? Like if you're looking that person in the eyes, it's probably because everyone has their own insecurities, and especially when it comes to like dating, like a first date, like you're both like, oh, like this does this person like me? So if you're also looking them in the eyes, I'm sure that's also settling their like insecurities, and you know, like it literally goes back like back and forth, and then it's like, okay, we're both just like interested in like talking to each other and not looking at all these things that make us as a person insecure, but the other person probably doesn't even care that much about, right? And I think, yeah, I think dating with acne especially is like this whole like dark cloud that sits over people's heads. And I always am very open about this conversation. Like I was in a like dating period of my life when my acne was literally at its worst, and I think the timing was really good for me because I think I was able to grow a lot of confidence because I, you know, would go on these dates and I'm like, you know what, I want to present my best self, but that this is the skin I'm in and this is what I'm going through right now. I can't change that, but I can still bring like the best me to the table. The one thing that I wish I maybe didn't do as much in that period, which I've grown and learned from now, is like giving justification, kind of like telling the person like, oh, I have acne because I'm going through this and this and this, which maybe I don't think it's wrong to do. I just think I shouldn't have stressed so much about like explaining myself to them. If it like came up more naturally, or you know, maybe they like we yeah, if it just came up more naturally in the conversation, I opened up about it, or even if they asked me like what I do for work and then it just came about more naturally, then but I feel like I would be like, okay, I need to have a moment in the conversation to explain why my skin looks this way, which like I
This
didn't
is
need to do.
so weird because like I feel like I felt the exact same as you, where it was like I felt like I had to address the elephant in the room, but I
Like it
don't
was like this
yeah
crazy thing I was dealing with.
yeah like I don't know why I thought the elephant in the room was my skin, because who cares? That you know what I mean, like no one cares enough for that to be the elephant in the room, especially
Yeah.
like that you're on a date with, you know what I mean, like for you to be on a date with someone, let's say, like they have
Yeah.
some sort of interest in you, right? So
Yeah.
if they have an interest in you, like same with your friends or like anyone, right? Like anyone who you're meeting, like meeting, has an
Yeah.
interest. So
Absolutely.
skin is not on their mind. Yes, it
No.
might be yours, but it is not on theirs. You know what I mean? So like
Yeah.
even as you said, like that feeling to have to justify yourself is it's crazy to me to think now, you know? And the thing still feel the same.
Yeah. And I think too, like, 'cause I've gotten questions in the past being like, well, you know, I you can't tell that I have like acne in my photos, so like I don't want that to be like catfish situation or whatever. And I think to that too, like I think it would really help everyone if we just like posted. I'm not saying like you have to post like your worst flare up on your dating profile, but maybe like do post a photo where you're not covering your skin as much or not using a filter, because I think then that breaks the barricade of then you don't have to explain anything, even if you may feel like it. Not that you have to in the first place, but it just kind of removes the pressure, I think. And it's like, hey, this is who I am. And for me, since I did have like public social media and all this, like people that I did go out with, like they knew exactly what my skin looked like. So, but I don't know, it was just that in-person interaction where I felt like I needed to like justify it. But I think in like the typical dating world, if you're like on a dating profile and you're meeting for the first time, like if you are more authentically you on the profile, I think that just kind of removes that strange like barricade.
No, honestly, but then I also think at the same time, like that shouldn't be on just us acne girls, you know?
Yeah. No, absolutely
On
not.
everybody. Like even
Yeah.
through the skin in the world, like she should, I'm sure she has a little imperfection, you know what I mean? Like that shouldn't
Exactly.
be on us, because I feel like anyone with acne, obviously only people with acne understand people with acne fully,
Yeah.
right? But we have to go through so much. Like our minds are constantly on the go. So it shouldn't then have to also be on us to, you know, try and normalize skin texture and normal, you know what I mean? Because skin texture, like acne and skin texture, are two completely different things. Skin texture, there's not one person that doesn't have it.
Yeah.
Like, of course, people are going to go out of their way to try and cover it and edit it out and whatever, but you know,
Get
it
good
should be.
lighting, all of that,
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly. That's why, like, I actually really love your content where you show the different lighting, skin and different
Thank you.
lighting, because again, like, that's probably where you probably get a lot of hate, but at the same time, like, you're literally showing life. That is just right, and you have to accept.
And I started posting those because I would like do my makeup and people would be like, oh, like my makeup never looks like this when I do it. And I'm like, oh, well, that's because I'm sitting in front of a ring light. Like, let me
Yeah.
show you what it actually looks like when I move to like a bathroom lighting or outdoor lighting. And it's so funny. Every time I post those, I always get comments from mostly men, but sometimes women too. I'm not gonna just, you know, like tackle the men here, like women too, who are like, no, this is edited, like you're wearing makeup in one and no makeup in the other. I'm like, you can literally see like makeup in both, but it's just an angle. And they're like, no, you edited this, like your hair looked different in one. And then I've just done videos where I'm like, okay, well then here, like this is not.
I saw
And then they're like, no, I still don't want it. So
that.
it's
I mean,
like,
people will never be happy, right? Like,
no.
you can be as vulnerable as possible
Yeah.
on, and people will still have a problem. So it's like, I feel like anyone, any creator who has any imperfection and they're showing up about it, like, they're doing an amazing job.
Yeah. And again, like my content isn't for those people that are they're hating, but I think too, there's just it's almost like a want to like not believe that. I think it's also hard for people to accept those things, especially if they like grew up seeing all these photos and they always thought like this is just how skin is supposed to look. It's almost takes a little bit of convincing to be like, oh, I guess like I had this wrong perception, you know, this whole time. And even though it might be like alleviating for some, for others it might be like frustrating because they're like, what the hell, like, you know, I've been like lied to my whole life on social media. So I get it, you know, and I'm not but yeah, I think you're totally right in that too. Like it's up to everyone to be more open. I think, I mean, dating is hard as it is, but when you're struggling with your self-image as a person, it just like adds to it. But I personally do think I got like that worst flare-up of my life at a very interesting point because I always say like I had the worst acne in my life, but I became like the most confident person in myself because I almost had to. It was like when you reach that rock bottom, it's like you either sit there or decide to start climbing up. Like you literally have no other choice. And I was like, well, I'm not just gonna like sit miserable and like I'm still gonna live my life and go on dates and like meet people. Like there's literally no point for me to just try and isolate myself because who knows when this acne will go away, one. And two, like after it even does, like I know I'll be left with scarring. I know I'll be dealing with that. So like my skin will never be this perfect thing and it doesn't need to be. But yeah, I think dating with acne is like one of the number one questions that I get asked about. How do you do it? How do you navigate it? And I think like one of my tips, yeah, from the get-go, like dating profile, just like if you're showing up authentically you on there, it all yeah, it just kind of removes those fears and insecurities when you do go on the date. And even though like it might be a bit harder to do that in person. And as you mentioned, if that person wants to get to know you and has an interest in you, then like it's kind of a they're interested in you fully, not just because if you have a breakout, like imagine, I think of it this way too. Like, imagine dating someone, right? Like, let's say you're in a longer relationship and a year into it, like, you just randomly get like cystic acne because, hello, we're women, our hormones are always changing and like it happens. Like, how are you gonna like just find your head, like, oh, this person's gonna leave me just because I got acne, like, randomly?
That's so funny you say that, because my ex, right, this was a long time ago, but as you said, it's when my acne was literally at its worst. Like, I've had acne for about 12 years now, but this was 3 years ago, and it was the worst flare up of my life, and it was at university. So again, like, a very interesting time in my life. This was a long time relationship, and I'm talking like 5 years. And I was given the ultimatum of Accutane or become my ex-girlfriend. And I was like, yeah, like, it was a lot. And at
There's no way.
no, this is the thing, like, when I tell people this story, they actually don't believe me, but that is exactly how it happened. And it happened so quick that I didn't even get time to process my emotions. Like, I've only just recently processed that whole situation, because basically, in a few words, he said, your acne is too much for me. So if you go on Accutane, I need you to guarantee me that you won't be emotional about your skin again. And I was like, yeah, no, exactly. I was like,
Oh,
yeah, oh my.
I have literally, I have no words, but so many words
So
to
many
say
words.
that.
I still have
Like,
so many words, but that, like, genuinely for me, like, that was a transformational moment because I was
yeah.
like that. Obviously, I was in a very, very bad place after that,
Right.
but I was like, how do you think you even have any right to
Yeah.
tell, first of all, a 20-year-old woman what to do with her body and what to put into her body, but second of all, to tell her that she's not lovable with her skin,
And yeah.
I've had emotions.
Yeah.
Like, what?
So many things to break down there.
Yeah,
Like,
there's a lot of unpacking to
yeah. First
do.
off, like, Accutane's not like a joke, you know? Like, it's not like, oh, yeah, no problem, you know?
Just take a pill and it's fine. Yeah, no. No.
literally is such a like big life change to like go on Accutane, and it, like, I'm, you know, I always chose not to go on it. I think it can do amazing things for some people, and in certain scenarios, I think it's very much necessary, but it's not just like a let's just go do it. Like, you, there's so much that goes into before you can even go on Accutane to like prep for and make sure that your body's in right health and that you can actually handle the drug. And even if it's for your acne, like, who knows if it, I don't know. Have you been on Accutane
Yeah, so
ever?
I went
Yeah.
on it and it didn't work for me.
Okay, so I was just gonna say, like, you don't even know if it's actually gonna like fix your acne for you, right? So people do see it as this like one stop shop solution. And also, back to like the common thing, and this last thing I'll say about that is people are always like, if you just took Accutane, like, it would all be fixed. And I'm like, you guys don't think I like looked into this. Like, let's be real.
The advice I get, the amount of people that have literally just commented, not even take Accutane, they just say Accutane on my
Accutane,
phone.
yes, that's what,
You. That has really,
yes. As
like,
if I've
12 years of acne gone. Thank you.
like never heard of it before. Never heard of it.
It's
But that,
all, and then, like, I come back and tell them that Accutane didn't work for me. Like, I've done that. I've been there. I've tried it.
yeah.
It didn't work. I mean, that was
And
3 years. Still, they're like, oh no, like, you must have done something wrong.
yes, it's still on you. Like, it's still on you, even though it's literally not like, yes, it can work like miracles for some people, but it's not just a one-stop shop for everyone. Like, it's not, you know, and people have, maybe it does work for them, but then years later their acne comes back. Like, for some people it works and that's it, and that's what they had to do, but it's not a one size fits all solution. But I still cannot, like, yeah, even process what you just told me,
Yeah.
because, and I think that further proves the point of like, if someone, and I'm so sorry, first of all, I'm so sorry you went through that, because no one deserves to hear that. No one deserves to be told that, like, their skin truly defines them, especially with, and I see your content too. Like, I think we push so much that your skin does not define you, and this and this and this, but obviously you've come a long way from there, and you made sure that you didn't let that like actually define you as a person, because I see it through your content and what you speak for. But I think it further illustrates that if someone is like truly there for you and seeing your worth as a person, especially in a dating scenario as a partner, your skin should almost be like the least of their worries.
Yeah.
And if anything, they should be concerned of it as like a, I can see that this is really taking a toll on you. Like, how can I be here to support you? You know, like,
Like,
it should be one of their worries in the sense of like, how can I support you through this, rather than you need to fix your skin. Wow, that is crazy.
I
That
even
is
took it.
actually
I
insane.
didn't even see it as a fix my skin. Like, I ended up seeing it as a fix myself situation. Like,
Right.
goes so much deeper than that because I remember that was like a 5-year relationship. So I was like, so I basically wasted 5 years of my life, you know, like, for you to come and tell me that you can't handle my skin, you know, like, I was like, okay, so you can't handle me, you can't handle, you know, and
Yeah.
I think people really have to be wary of these things when they are dealing with, like, not even someone who has acne, as you said, like, dealing with a woman, because yes, a woman can develop acne and get acne and when she's 25, she can get it when she's 30, she can get it, you know what I mean? Like, menopause acne is also a thing.
Yeah, and not just acne, but like so many, like our bodies go through so many changes, you know,
Yeah.
like, and I've seen, I just saw this conversation on TikTok. This girl like was talking about how she one day woke up at like, I think she said like 25 or maybe older, but whatever. She was like, at this age, like, I woke up, my body looked completely different. And then another like I think this is just becoming more of a conversation. This other girl who's in her 30s, she's like, I don't have any kids, and I see the changes my body has like gone through. And she's like, I think if I did have kids, I would have blamed, it would have been like, oh, my body's just changed because I had kids, and that's just a natural thing. But she's like, even without kids, my body just naturally changed. And yeah, I think like it's not just acne, but it's like when you're with someone, like you love them for them, and you also know that, like, as people always say, like looks fade as you get older, and things happen, things come up, and you can't just like bank that that person's literally gonna look like that forever. Especially when you start like I'm assuming you guys started dating pretty young, as you said, like you were in the relationship for 5 years, so obviously like you're both gonna go through changes. You can't just like physically, mentally, emotionally, like all of that. It's just a natural progression of life. And wow, I can't even.
I was like, oh my God, she's literally describing the situation that I went through.
Yeah. Wow. And I was using that as like a, you know, like
Not
let me reassure people. I was like, let me reassure people that like, you know, someone who cares for you and like is dating you for a while is not going to like freak out if you get acne for years. But
no.
yeah. But I mean, I think that like I probably validated for you, like maybe this person isn't the right person for me.
It's like I've gone on such a self-growth journey since then, and I've learned so much about myself and what I don't want in a person, and also like what
Yeah.
I want myself, you know. So yeah, like I only see it as positive
Yeah.
now, but I think it was also good for me in terms of my content to show people that unfortunately things like that can happen, and people have, you know, these views on people with acne,
Yeah.
and that is unfortunately that is reality, right? We
Yeah.
can't avoid it. So you know, I think like what you and me are doing and what so many other creators are doing, I think it's so important, like not just for ourselves, but
Yeah.
for anyone experiencing any insecurity really.
Absolutely. I have this is not like really sorry, this is not really a dating story. Well, kind of is. I was like dating like at the time, like going on dates and stuff, and I went for lunch with a friend that I had been friends with for a while. I don't really communicate with them anymore. And this kind of like I think this moment was very pivotal for me in this like friendship with this person. It was like a guy that I was friends with, and I was talking to them, and I was kind of expressing my struggles with my skin, and like, you know, because we I felt like open enough to discuss that. And these words like ingrained into my brain like to this day, because they were like, you know, I don't think it would have been fair if you like didn't have acne, because they're like, you know, you're smart, like you have like this career going for you, you have all this stuff.
Yes, I know. Okay, carry on. Sorry. I hate this. Yeah, carry on.
Yeah. And they're like, so it's like only fair, like from like a universe perspective, that like you have acne, because it like
On the floor. Yeah.
levels out, you know? And I was sitting there, and I'm like, did I just hear that correctly?
That's unbelievable.
Like,
What?
yeah. And I told like my boyfriend about this scenario. I told like some of my friends, like, and they all were like, what the hell?
Though I think situations like that literally show that that person had many insecurities, probably, you know, like for you to
Yeah.
like put an insecurity that you know someone already has, like the fact that you were willing to open up about your acne means that you already know and you've acknowledged that it's an insecurity of yours, right?
Yes.
They were able to take that and then throw it back at you is crazy because
And I
you know
almost,
it means that they've got issues
yeah.
themselves.
And
Yeah.
I almost took it as like almost like stop complaining, because like you have all this other like stuff going for you, like
Yeah.
you're fine, you know? And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I'm not, you know, it just like threw me for a loop so hard. But so I can't even.
It just makes you feel like you can't have any feelings, right?
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
Completely invalidates feelings towards your skin in any way, shape, or
Yeah, absolutely. And so I can't even imagine like how you felt in that scenario, being told that. And what a crazy ultimatum. Like
I know.
and it's not even something like
But
I just, when it comes to like acne, like yes, I understand that you were probably like acne is a very emotional journey. I always speak on this. It's not just like it's physically painful, it's emotionally painful. Like there's so much that you go through, and it's not just about like the physical look of it. Like you actually go through so much, because it changes your whole lifestyle, like literally everything, and you're constantly thinking about it. So I understand how that could be brought into relationship because you obviously like go to your partner to talk about the things you're struggling with and all of that. So I totally get that, but I don't think clearing the acne or like getting on Accutane to like clear the acne would have solved anything, because it's so much like deeper. And I think when you do have acne, you almost either like, even if you clear and like say you there is that magic pill that would clear it literally the next day, I think you still have to go through the process yourself of refining your worth and seeing like your value outside of your looks. And that's one thing that I'm forever grateful for acne, because it taught me exactly that. Like, yes, I care about my looks, I care, like I love fashion, I love makeup, I love all of that, but it just taught me to not just focus so much on like vanity and these little things that we all try to perfect, because at the end of the day, I don't know, life just has so much more to it. And I even just recently, like I was on vacation and I was at the beach, and I was thinking back to a few years ago where I'd go to the beach and I'd hold so much anxiety of like, oh, people are looking at my skin and all of this. And now I was just sitting there and I was like, do I remember those vacations as, oh my gosh, I had this huge breakout then? Or do I just remember the moments from the vacation more, you know? And I, so that's like one of the things that I'm like forever grateful for with acne, is like it taught me so much more than, and like, yes, acne sucks, I don't wish it upon anyone, but I'm also very grateful for like the life lessons that came about.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, this isn't me saying I love my acne and like I wish I have it forever,
Yeah,
but
no.
I've seen recently so many creators, like skin positivity, body positivity creators, actually come on and say that once they've healed something, because of like how emotional it is. So like for example, someone who's healed their acne, they then just find themselves looking for another insecurity. So like
Yeah.
someone who's completely cleared their acne and they haven't had a breakout in however long, they then look to other areas of their skin
Yeah.
to find the next insecurity.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm like, wow, because I haven't managed to clear my acne fully, like, okay, yes, like, it's manageable, but I feel like it's always going to be a part of me.
Yeah.
So luckily, I mean, luckily in a sense, I'm always focused on my acne, but in a positive way now, right?
Right.
But it hasn't given me the chance to even look at other things, you know, like I'm just now enjoying life, managing my skin,
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
that's it, you know, like there's
Yep.
nothing else. It's just me, my life, and my skin.
And
But
I
finally,
think it's totally normal to want to change things about yourself and have goals. And, you know, if I think it's all about, like, I talk a lot about like body neutrality too and like skin neutrality, because I think, as you mentioned too, like, I don't want to have acne forever, but I can still enjoy my life and have a more positive view while I'm still trying to heal it. That doesn't mean like, oh, I'm done, cut out all the skincare, like just let the acne like go out. No. And even like that goes with like body image too. Like if you want to go on a fitness journey or change the way your body looks or whatever it is, like plastic surgery, whatever you want to change, like if that's one of your like do that. But I think that inner healing, as you mentioned, is so important. I made a video like really well like years ago when my acne was really flared up, and I said like, clear skin won't make you happy. Like you choosing to be happy that day, that's what's gonna like actually make that long-term happiness actually stay consistent. Because as you mentioned, like you get clear skin tomorrow, you lose 10 pounds tomorrow, whatever it is, you as like literally word for word as you mentioned, you're just gonna turn to the next thing and be like, hey, what's the next thing I can fix about myself? So I think going through that journey, although it's tough and although we all wish like, hey, I would. And in those moments, you do feel like if I just didn't have acne, all my issues in life would be solved. But once you actually do, I think, go through it, you start to see that, oh, maybe it did take more of like an internal healing to just change my perspective on the way I see life and happiness and all of that.
Yeah, literally.
I do want to go back to the dating thing. So obviously, like traumatizing. I don't even know like
Yeah.
that's insane. But how did you like get past that? How did you, after like ending that relationship, were you like fearful of like ever dating again and that whole situation? I'm sure probably you were, but how did you go about that?
Yeah, it was a lot. I mean, so because I actually did decide to go on Accutane, and that wasn't anything to do with him, that was like a me decision. I did notice that my skin started clearing, and it's really weird, but as soon as my skin like completely cleared from Accutane, that's actually when I broke up with him, because I was
Okay.
like, you know what, I still don't really feel as happy as I thought I would.
Right.
And I think it was the weight of everything that he had said to me and all the thoughts that were just going through my head. And obviously, being on Accutane itself, I was still on Accutane. So there was just a lot going on. And I was like, you know what? I need to do this by myself. And I think that was the pivotal moment, is like, I finally made a decision for myself and a decision that I knew would benefit me. I think I spent like all of my acne years trying to, as you said, like justify myself and kind of cater to others' needs rather than catering to my own. And as soon as I made that one decision, it led to so many other decisions. So I would start doing, you know, things that, and this was nothing to do with dating at all, but doing things and finding new things that made me really happy, whether my skin was clear or not, like allowed me to get back into dating in a healthy mindset. And I actually got back into dating a lot quicker than I thought I would. And that was post Accutane, when my skin was clear, because my skin was clear for about 6 months after Accutane, and then started coming back. And what I noticed when my breakout started coming back, I actually wasn't really scared to go on dates. Like, yes, I would cover my face with makeup, but it didn't hold me back, sort of thing. And it was actually kind of a talking point for anyone that I felt comfortable to talk to about it. Obviously, like, you know, you're never going to feel 100% comfortable with everybody, right? But sometimes I did actually feel it was a talking point. And dating just became a lot more fun, you know? It just became this enjoyable experience where, like, I'd come back from every date and I'd be able to kind of, I say every date like I've dated about 5 million people. That's not what I meant, but I came back from the dates and kind of had like a little like self-reflection. I don't know, like it's, I used to obviously be like pre-Accutane, I use, and even recently, to be honest, you know, that feeling when you take off your makeup and you see your real skin and you don't see in the mirror. But I used to come back from dates feeling like I'd learned a little bit about myself and I'd just been able to just be free and do something without looking at my phone, looking at my camera, looking in a mirror, you know what I mean? And just escaping from it all. And I feel like doing that every now and again just kind of re-emphasize that, you know, like I am an interesting person, you know. And then that allowed me to come back and be like, okay, cool, let's try this, let's try that. And I think that's how I came back from it. And then I think that, because that's what was going on in my personal life, that then showed in my content. And the more positivity I was getting, it was kind of like a cycle. Like the more positivity I was getting in my content, like from people who were responding or people that were messaging me, that then kind of motivated me to keep going, whether I had acne or not. And obviously, because my page is an acne positivity page, whenever I did have acne, it ended up being a situation of, okay, well, now I can use this to create this bit of content, or I can use it to, you know, message this person and tell them that I've had a flare up and, you know, they're not the only one, sort of thing. And I think all that positivity that was going on just kind of helped me flourish in dating. And like now I'm in a 1.5 year relationship. So, you know, here we
Love
are.
that.
Yeah.
And they don't care about that.
Yeah, exactly. It worked. So, oh, my.
No, I love that you have that perspective. I think it's so important for people to hear, and I think especially when you are like in the dating world, I think we focus so much of it on like the other person. And yes, it's like about getting to know people, but I think as you mentioned, you can learn so much about yourself in that process of just like going on a few dates with people. And it is such a way that you can build that confidence in yourself and, you know, kind of give yourself a pep talk before like get all glam and all of that. And you did mention like the taking off the makeup at the end of the day. I think that's always such a like big question that I get asked to, like, how do I take off my makeup in front of my partner? Like, I'm so nervous about this, all of that. And when I was like going on dates and stuff, it was during the summer, so I was wearing like lighter makeup anyways, but I felt like it, even though I was doing my makeup and I was doing a little bit of coverage, since I wasn't doing like full coverage, it was less of a dramatic thing when I was like when I came home and I took off my makeup, because it was like, okay, like it's not like this huge transformation. At the end of the day, like, yes, sometimes guys like can't notice like things and they're a little oblivious with that stuff, but with the type of acne I had, like it was so cystic that like no matter how much makeup I wore, unless the lighting was literally perfect, like you could see that I had like the texture underneath, you know? So unless like a gl guy was like so oblivious about how like makeup and acne works, I think like they knew. But yeah, I think just creating more of a positive mindset around that, and even just creating like a safe space for yourself, taking off, and outside of dating too, just taking off your makeup at the end of the night in general, like maybe it's watching one of your favorite creators like you or me, where, we take off our makeup together, or putting on a show and doing that just to make it more of an enjoyable experience. And with time, it's not like this huge, drastic moment, because it can feel very daunting, as you said, like looking in the mirror and not recognizing yourself. I did want to ask you, so obviously you said your acne came back after like 6 months. So how did that feel? And do you feel like you felt a little bit of like that defeat feeling when it came back, or like, oh, like here we go again? Or how did you kind of navigate it, since it was like, kind of taking a step back?
I'm not gonna lie, that was probably the worst I've ever felt in my life. Like it was 100% a defeat feeling.
Right.
Luckily, Accutane wasn't. I didn't have the crazy side effects that I've like read that other people have
Okay.
kind of. So luckily, it wasn't like a instant regret, but it was honestly like everything that happened when my acne was at its worst. Like that, everything came back.
Yeah.
Even though like the breakouts I was getting after were nowhere near as bad as what they used to be. But it's weird, like every single feeling came back. And I think I documented that part of my journey on my page because I was like, well, this is relevant, right?
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
before that, all the Accutane journeys that I'd seen had all been positive. There was not seen acne come back from Accutane because as you said, like acne is this the all end all situation where it's like, it will clear your skin 100%. And that's what I was
Yeah.
told by the dermatologist. That's what I was told by, like, I was told by everybody that no matter what, Accutane will clear your skin.
Yep.
And that's why, to be honest, I didn't even do my research before going into it. And I wish I had. But yeah, I mean, it was hard. It was hard because the breakouts also got significantly worse. It wasn't like they just stayed kind of, like a little breakout here and there. It was a lot. And then I actually ended up like completely almost like burning my skin and giving myself like this crazy skin reaction, which I had for a couple of months because I started panic buying.
Yeah.
So I started panic buying loads of products because I just felt like my self-worth was just like, it just wasn't there anymore. And I needed a quick fix. And obviously Accutane wasn't an option because I'd already been there, done that. I didn't want to go on the pill again or anything like that. And yeah, it's weird. Like, I think documenting all of this stuff and like actually having conversations with other people and seeking advice from other people rather than healthcare professionals, for me, for example, really helped because you get to meet and speak to people who are literally going through the same thing as you.
Yeah.
Like when you're going through it, you feel like it's just you, but having the confidence to reach out to someone who you've never spoken to, someone who you've never met, like it really does help confidence wise and also just advice wise. Like I realized that simple skincare for me, like for life, is going to be how I do things, and that's what my skin loves. And I think finding love in that, and then as you said, like doing my skincare and putting on a good show, or like putting on some music, or just doing something that was enjoyable, my stress levels literally decreased like crazy. Naturally, my skin just started healing. Like it was insane because obviously when my acne came back after Accutane, my stress levels were, when I say through the roof, through the roof. I'd graduated and I didn't even care about what I'd got in my degree. I didn't care about any of that. Like all that I was focused on was my skin. And yeah, like once I started to feel my stress kind of reduce and reduce and reduce and see that my skin was clearing, that was it for me. Like
Absolutely.
I knew that it was a completely internal thing. I knew what I needed to do. And yes, I'm still figuring it out. Don't get me wrong. Like I'm still here. I'm still finding new things that are helping, and things that aren't helping. But that is what being a woman and acne is, right? Like you're always going to be trying and testing. And yes,
It's
it might
always a journey.
be but like I'm so grateful that Accutane didn't work for me because if anything, it's a talking point. Like, it's a talking point.
Absolutely. I appreciate you opening up about all that, because I think people do talk a lot about like acne as experience, and then okay, how I cleared it or like got to a point where I minimized it, but no one really talks about like acne relapses and how that can literally take you back to square one. And it's literally like starting over again because it's like, are you kidding me? Like, I've already gone through this. Like, I get it. I've learned the lessons, but maybe sometimes it does take like a couple times to actually really go through the healing, and then it's like, and I
Well,
think,
because also
sorry.
bear in mind, sorry, like, but because you haven't been on Accutane, right?
Yeah.
Accutane completely changes your skin. So
Yeah.
what my skin was before Accutane was
Right.
not the same. So it literally was like I was a new person, and I was
Right.
a person who just developed acne because the skincare products that worked for me before,
Okay, yeah.
and that's how I got to the skin reaction, the skin burning, because I assumed like a one size fits all approach where what worked for me before was going to work for me again, you know.
Right.
When people are considering whether to take action or not, like there's all these things that have to be considered, right? You're gonna change.
So would you, okay, so obviously, like, yeah, you said, but you don't necessarily like regret going on the Accutane, or because you said you didn't have like the side effects.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say like I wouldn't say I regret it because there's no way of knowing, unfortunately, my acne would be as
If you,
manageable
yeah.
as today if I didn't go on it because like my acne was really, really severe. And to be fair, my mental health was literally like in the gutter. Like it wasn't anymore. So for that, like I can't say anything about
Yeah.
Accutane. For me, like that really did help. But I think what I regret is, as you said, like people who don't do their research, and I didn't do my research. It was literally a desperation movement.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, you know, with the relationship and everything that's going on, there was just a lot of external factors that were pushing me towards Accutane. And weirdly enough, none of those external factors were anything to do with me. Like, not one of them came from me. It was just all these things that didn't really matter in hindsight, that kind of pushed me towards it. So I wouldn't say that I regret it, but I kind of regret the whole process.
Right. You just would have approached it differently.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think too, like, yes, like everyone should do the research and stuff, but also like when we do go to, our doctor and we're like, I'm struggling with Accutane, like I think it is also on them to kind of be like, okay, Accutane's a serious drug, like let's go through all the like and kind of more just make sure that like the patient is prepped for what they're going into and making sure that's the right solution for them. Obviously, like doctors don't always have hindsight to where whether it will actually work on you or not, but I think, and not with every single physician, but I think sometimes it is very like pushed on you. Like I went to the doctor literally not even asking about my skin, and I was met with, oh, do you want me to prescribe Accutane to you? Not even asking, like, have you gone on Accutane before? Like, what's your blood work like? Like, so I feel like it's so easily handed out and just like pushed. And I had to leave that conversation. Like, I literally left the doctor's office crying because I kept saying, I do not want to go on Accutane. And it was like, no, you need to go on Accutane. Like, this is the only thing that will fix your acne. You need to go on Accutane. And I was like, why am I sitting in this doctor's office feeling like I have to take a drug that I do not want to take, So I think it can be often like pushed. And I just was going to say, like, if there are more conversations like this where it's like, Accutane may be an amazing solution, especially as you mentioned, like when your mental health is super low and you're like, I just need that fix to like get me through this. Like, I totally see that. And I think it can be such a good solution for so many people, but I think there just needs to be more conversations on like, okay, but what if it's not? And how do I know if it's for me and all of that?
I mean, people also talk about their mental health like completely depleting though whilst they're on
Yeah,
Accutane. This is
absolutely. Yeah.
like, and again, doctors and dermatologists don't talk about that. There's no
No.
check-in, there's no like all the check, there's no mental check-in, there's nothing like that.
And
And sorry, I think when like it was interesting that you were saying that now it's so easily accessible because it is. When I went on it, which was 3 years ago, it was seen as this miracle drug that no, like I was told by so many people that didn't like weren't able to get it that their acne wasn't severe enough, so they were like, we only give it to the really severe cases. And
Interesting.
dermatologists, they were like, you're lucky because your acne is that severe that we're going to give it to you. And I was like, at the time I felt like I'd won a prize, you know,
Right.
kind of
Exclusive
like,
club.
yeah, they were
Like a
like
Met Gala invite. You're like,
literally,
whoa.
I'm like, yeah, I'll take that. But yeah, like now seeing it 3 years later and everyone is taking it, I'm like, what? Because that is not the way that it was sold to me. And I think that's another huge reason why I took it, is because I
Interesting.
was like, maybe this is my only chance. And you know what I mean? Like when your mental health is that bad with your acne, if
You're
it's
willing
your
to do anything.
response, you're gonna take it.
Yeah, you're gonna do literally anything, anything. Yeah, I don't know if it's like, 'cause you're in the UK, right? Yeah, I don't know, like I feel like here, I'm in Canada, and I know I've had friends who like literally had like three breakouts and were prescribed Accutane, like maybe it's just, I don't know, but
Maybe it's a country thing then.
yeah, maybe, but either way, like I do think there needs to be like more conversation on the mental health side for sure, because already when you have acne, like your mental health is already like, you know, like you're already going through it. So then like slapping Accutane on top of that, if it's, you're gonna have those side effects, like it can be like really, really bad. Like I've talked to people even on here where they just went through like the worst mental health of their life when they were on Accutane. They're like, I never was like this before Accutane. So it's definitely not serious. And I'm not saying like it's the word, like obviously it works for some people and it's needed in some scenarios. I just think the conversations need to be there, and the check-ins, like it would be so amazing if there was like a mental health check-in with every time you do your blood work on Accutane, you know, like I think that should be,
Should be like there literally should be. The evidence is
yeah,
there. There should be,
absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it's such a complex, like I think sometimes I do think too, like, oh, like it's just acne, but it is such a complex thing and it literally takes such a toll on your life. It kind of just becomes like a part of who you are. And I always find it crazy because people always comment on my stuff and they're like, all you talk about is your acne, blah, blah. And but then when I talk about like literally anything else, like I'll do a video about my school, or I remember I did a video where I was just like rating the different nail designs I got throughout the year, and someone was like, have you tried Accutane? So I'm like, literally, even when I try to not talk about my acne, it just like comes back. Like people are still giving me suggestions on my skin. I'm like, I'm literally trying to just like talk about my life right now, and all y'all want to talk about is my acne. And then when I do talk about my acne, people are like, this is all you talk about.
But this is the thing, I feel like being a creator and especially like being an acne kind of like positivity or like documenting your acne creator, I feel like that's what people come for, right? Like whether it's in a negative or positive way, that's what people want to see.
It's funny, I posted like on my Instagram some like memories, like I went to Paris like a few months ago, and I posted this video because I was like so sad coming back home just because I love Paris so much. So I posted a video that was like, oh, when that like post-trip depression like hits you, and just like I did like a recap of like some videos. Some in the comments was like, oh, this bitch is always complaining about something. And I was like, that one like caught me off guard.
Oh
And then
my God.
I click on the profile and it says follow back. And I'm like,
Crazy.
the irony. Like I knew clicking on the profile it would say follow back. I just knew it. And I was like,
You
why are
actually
you?
have to detach yourself, right? Like you just have to detach yourself from,
Yeah.
as weird as that sounds, like us as creators, I feel like we have to detach ourselves from our accounts sometimes.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And honestly, like I think I was able to not let that comment affect me because it did say follow back. Because I'm like, well, this person's clearly following me, like they're choosing to view my stuff and they're just hating just to hate, you know? So I was like, whatever. Like it is what it is. And if like that's what you take as like complaining, me like reminiscing on like the beautiful memories I have on my trip,
Like
like
ego for you, I guess, isn't it? Like
yeah. I just found
little.
that so funny. But yeah, social media is very interesting in that way. But it was so nice talking to you, and thank you for opening up about like your dating journey and stuff. I'm sure that will really help a lot of people because it's just not talked about. And thank you for sharing like the maybe not so nice side of it as well, and that there are people out there that, yeah, will judge you for your acne, but maybe those are the people that, you know, you shouldn't be having in your circle anyways, right? Like I think it's kind of a sign from the universe of like, get this person out, you know? So,
Get
and like if kind of as a final note, like if anyone does go like on a first date or something and that person is more interested in your acne than you, then well, run.
have enough interest, right? Like
Yeah,
what?
it's literally like so telling right away. So in a way, it's just like you can just use it as like your superpower of knowing how to filter out the maybe not so good weeds right off the start.
Exactly. We've been blessed
Yeah,
with this. Use it.
literally, literally. And I think too, like there are so many lessons to take out of it. And again, we're not saying we're sitting here like, oh my gosh, thank you, like I'm so
I
grateful I
love
have
my
acne. Yeah,
acne.
but there are things that I've really come to appreciate because of it. And I wouldn't change that journey that I went through. And honestly, like anytime, because we kind of spoke about relapses, like anytime I do get more of a bad breakout and I start to get in my head and be like, oh no, like I'm going through this again, I always have to remind myself, well, you know what? I have been through this, like, and I got out of it. Like I will be okay. Even though it's frustrating and it's like, I don't want to go through this again. You just have to remind yourself, like, okay, well, you've done it before. You came out of it stronger, like, you know, and you'll do it
That's
again. So.
every time you get stronger. That's what I tell myself. Like every breakout, I get a little bit stronger. Cliche sounds, but it's true. Like if you're really there from start to finish for yourself, and you prioritize your like mental well-being, and you kind of just detach yourself from your skin a little bit and just do things make you happy. Like you realize there's just so much more to life.
And that's how I feel like, because I have like a lot of acne scarring and it's like a lot of like indentation, but and of course there are like treatments I could do to help with that. There's nothing that's gonna completely like bring my skin back to how it used to be, but I do look at my scars now and honestly like they're a really good daily reminder for me of like, okay, these all used to be like really painful breakouts, and it just, I think, I don't want to say like keeps me like humble, but it keeps me like, it grounds me in a weird way. Like it really keeps me like in a place of like, you know what, I've been through this, like, and it just is that constant reminder, like, don't take your appearance and like these little things so seriously every day. And even though some days I'm like, oh, like I wish my skin was how it was before I got these breakouts because now I'm left with all the scarring, it is still like a constant reminder of like, well, yes, I'm left with all the scarring, but that's because I went through this journey, and these are just like little like things to remind me of that every single day.
Yeah, I think that's such a like a healthy mindset to share with others as well, because not everyone has access to treatments, right? Like not everyone has access to like scarring treatments, not
Yeah, good
like
point.
scarring treatments, you know, like
Absolutely.
as much as they might want it, some people can't do it. And you know, I always like I comment on a lot of people's posts, like, you know, your scars are literally beautiful, you know, because that's what I see it as, because I don't see it on the person themselves. Like I see it as a journey that they've been through. And it like to me, it just shows strength, because I have scars as well, and I'm like, well, it shows where I've been, you know, like I'm the tape.
And honestly, anytime I'm like out in public and I see someone with acne scars, I on it like instantly, I just view them in like such a light because I'm like, I know what you've been through and it's not easy. And yeah, as you said, like I see it as I never look at it and I'm like, like go get your skin, like never, ever. And like anyone else with acne can totally, I'm sure, relate with that. But it just creates like this like weird, like, yeah, like bonding with that person. Even like,
Yeah.
even if it's a stranger I've never talked to, and I just like see them on the train, I'm like, I know
I
what
feel
you've been through.
connected. Yeah, I feel
Yeah.
that.
We're just
Yeah.
all in our little community. Well, yeah, thank you so much for coming on to Loud Talk. I loved this conversation with you and just opening up. I could talk about this stuff forever and I'm sure you could too. But thank you for sharing your journey. I'm sure so many people could relate to it. And thank you for doing what you do on socials. It's, I love it. I love your content. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Me as well. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for coming on, and I'm so happy we had this this moment to chat. I love these conversations and just connecting with people in the community. Do you want to give a shout out to your pages and where the people can find you?
Yeah, so Instagram at Healing with Key, and TikTok Skin with Key.
Amazing. I'll have all of Kiara's Instagram, TikTok, all her links down below in the description if you're watching on YouTube. And if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to give this video a thumbs up. We do post the YouTube visual version on the Loud Talk Labby YouTube channel. And then we also post on Spotify, Apple, and all the streaming platforms every single Sunday at 7 a.m. MST. But thank you so much for getting loud with me today. Thank you everyone for listening. And you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Labby. Bye everyone.